NDA at 10. Over the past decade, India has witnessed significant economic progress marked by notable achievements and transformative reforms. From 2014 to 2024, the country's economy has undergone a period of strong growth, excluding the COVID years. There has been structural changes positioning India as the world's fastest growing major economy. Very soon, India is set to emerge as the world's third largest economy and also achieve the milestone of a $5 trillion economy. One of the key drivers of India's economic progress has been the implementation of wide-ranging reforms aimed at unleashing the country's growth potential and enhancing its competitiveness. The government's emphasis on a capex-led growth strategy with focus on infrastructure development has played a crucial role in driving economic growth and connectivity across the country. Projects such as Bharatmala for road construction, Sagarmala project for port development, and initiatives to enhance digital connectivity have not only created employment opportunities but also enhanced productivity and efficiency in various sectors. India's economic progress has also been fueled by the burgeoning digital economy and advancements in technology through schemes such as Digital India. Initiatives such as the Goods and Services Tax and the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code have streamlined taxation, improved ease of doing business, and bolstered investor confidence. These reforms have facilitated greater formalization of the economy, reduced regulatory burdens, and promoted transparency and accountability in business operations. To get a sense of how India has fared on the economic front over the last decade, Business Line caught up with Madan Sabnavis, Chief Economist, Bank of Baroda. Listen in to the quick bites from Mr. Sabnavis on the government's accomplishments on the economic front and its missed promises. Thank you, Mr. Madan, for joining us. So my first question to you is, how do you score NDA performance on the economy on a scale of 1 to 5?
Thanks, Srivats. See, if you look at the way in which the NDA government has actually conducted policy over the last 10 years, it's been fairly exceptional. And since they've had a longer tenure to operate in, it has been possible not just to introduce new policies, but also implement them. And we have all the results in front of us. So from that point of view, I would say that the success has been 100%. There is nothing which is really lagging from the point of view of what the government had promised and what it has delivered. And quite significantly, I think what we have seen is there's a lot of alignment which we're seeing in terms of monetary policy and fiscal policy. So I think that is the crux to running any establishment, any country for that matter, where there needs to be perfect harmony between fiscal authority as well as the monetary authority. So therefore, I think there has been a overall stupendous job put up by the government, and this has touched almost every field of the economy. And to that, I think we need to credit the government for the resolve and for delivering on whatever was promised.
So what would that number be that you would assign on a scale of 1 to 5?
So we can give it 5 out of 5. And if you don't want to give 5 out of 5, we can probably say 4.5 out of 5, because there is always something which probably has not yet been done or something which is in progress. So I would say 4.5 to 5 is what one can give.
Okay, sir. So now, according to you, in your view, which initiatives of the economy on the economy front can be really considered as a game changer in the last decade?
See, if we're talking in terms of a game changer, I think the first thing which comes to mind is the GST. This has been something which has been discussed even in earlier regimes. But the fact that we've managed to bring in the GST has really meant that we have streamlined overall business activity. We've gotten a whole lot of smaller producers, manufacturers in the country who were earlier not covered under the tax net. They have come in because the way in which the system was devised, if you have to get any benefits on the input side, you have to necessarily reveal who you are. So I think GST has been a game changer because it has brought about higher growth in revenue, notwithstanding the fact that the growth in GDP, which is the base, has not always been up to the mark because we had COVID in between. There have been different kinds of attacks on the economy, which has made the GDP growth uneven. Notwithstanding that, we have still managed to streamline it, garner the kind of revenue which is done. I think that has been commendable. And I think all the disputes which were there, all the apprehensions we had, they have been taken care of in the last 5 years. Second, I think a major thing has been monetary policy, because the way in which monetary policy was conducted earlier, we had a traditional way in which it was conducted. Now, more in the global standards which are there, we have a monetary policy committee where we have six members, three from RBI and three experts from outside, so that we have a very, very unbiased view on overall developments taking place in the economy. And everyone's views are actually being noted so that we actually get to know what the members of the committee actually felt, if there was disagreement. We get to know everything about it. So a lot of transparency as well as effectiveness has been brought about by the Monetary Policy Committee. So I think this would be the second biggest thing. On the third, I would say it's more of an operational issue where digitization has been given a very big push. So I think digitization is something which has actually helped to improve efficiency in the system. It can be taxation, it can be the way in which we settle our payments, the UPI, all these kind of things which have come in. I think that has been a major gain which we have had in the last 10 years. And I would say, especially in the second part of this particular tenure of the NDA government, given the fact that we had COVID, I think we saw a distinct acceleration taking place in terms of spread of digitization, which has also helped to channel benefits which the government wanted to give during COVID time, which continues even today because of the fact that we have the Aadhaar. We also have this Jam Trinity, which is there, that is the Aadhaar mobile, as well as the bank account, which is there, which is making sure that this happens. These will be the three major reforms which I think which have come in. On the side, I would say we also saw a major problem which was there in terms of the shape of the banking system. I think we have seen the banking system being totally clean, and today the public sector banks in particular are exceedingly strong and resilient. So I think that is something which was done. It was a major problem which was there, which has been accomplished. So for that, I think we need to give credit to the government. The other thing will be in terms of foreign direct investment. We have seen that the quantum of foreign direct investment, which has come in post 2014, of course, if we leave out certain blip years, we've actually scaled the number of around $80 billion twice. And I think what is important is what kind of a policy framework do we have? I think government has a very positive policy framework, nothing that anybody can complain about. If we leave aside maybe a handful of sectors which are of strategic importance, all other sectors are actually open to FDI. Over 51% can really come. So I think that has been another major push which we have seen in the last 5 years. And last, I would say, is that the way in which both SEBI and RBI, who are the two major operators in the financial system, the way in which regulation has been brought in, I think that has actually been another remarkable thing. Now, one can always say that this is an independent regulator, but it's under the guidance of the government that we have seen that the kind of plethora of reforms which we have seen, especially in the capital markets, a consultative process being followed both in the capital markets as well as in the banking system by RBI and SEBI. I think these are other major achievements which has really helped the overall growth of the economy. And more than the growth of the economy, I think the quality of the economy itself looks much better. So if you look at most of the global parameters by which global agencies are doing comparisons, I think our financial system really stands out. And I think a lot of credit should go to these two regulators. Not to say we have the other regulators like insurance, pension funds, provident funds, but I think these are the two ones which have actually taken the kind of decisions which has made the system more robust.
Excellent, sir. So that being the case, is there any unfinished agenda at all for this government?
See, I would say, Srivats, that there is only one particular area which I would admit is always very, very difficult because it's not just the economy which one talks about, it's a political economy, and that is agriculture. So I think agriculture is one area which has not seen too much of change. So if I look at agriculture, what it's today and what it was, say, 10 years back or even 20 years back, we have seen that we haven't really managed to bring about a radical transformation. So what we are seeing is minimal changes taking place, which is the right way to go, given the fact that it's a very touchy subject. So I thought one area which probably I hope that in the third term the government will be able to make more progress would be the farm laws, because the farm laws are very, very progressive laws which actually work to the benefit of the farmers. But of course, there are interest groups everywhere which make sure that things do not move at the right pace. So that is an issue which is always there. Second, we have in agriculture, we have not really managed to commercialize agriculture. We haven't really given a kind of push to commodity trading, because commodity trading is something which has the potential to bring about this kind of commercialization. Contract farming, corporate farming, then dealing with the MSP. So I think the government has done certain measures, like when you're talking of direct transfers, means you try and give cash rather than the food grains. But then we had COVID coming in between, so you had to go back to saying that we need to procure food grains. Now that we are promising free food for the next 5 years, it actually means that this process of MSP procurement distribution will continue for another 5 years. But I think this is one area where things have been definitely slow, and something where we can hope that in the next term, the government will be able to bring about some kind of an acceleration. So actually, Srivats, when I said that we have to give a scoring for the government, when I said 4.5 to 5, I would say the reason why I said 4.5 was because agriculture is the incomplete agenda. Whereas if I leave out agriculture, it would be 5 out of 5. And agriculture, as we've seen, that it's not just a case of MSP or commercialization. We're also seeing our trade policies. They seem to be very much tuned towards current situation. Like today, we have onion prices going up. There's a ban. Then the farmers are not too happy because they're not able to get higher prices. So these kind of contradictions are things which have to be managed. It's not easy, I admit, because it's a very large sector spread across the country. Different interest groups here, different systems which are there. We have the APMCs, we have the ENAM, which is there, commodity futures trading. But I'm very hopeful that in the next term we will see more action on this particular front.
Great, sir. So thank you so much for sharing your perspective on the
Thanks, Srivast, for
economy.
having me here.
Thank you so much.